WW4 HKX. HKX WW4 JET. So do you have a remote start so you could start that thing 15-20 minutes out and so it's warm when you get there? I wish I did. That might be a security nightmare. You don't want to do that. But, well, I was just giving it a thought.
A propane heater in the back I can leave running at night when it's cold like this and keeps the box warm. It doesn't keep the cab warm of the truck, but it keeps the back of the truck warm.
Reminds me of the days of the old airplanes. They had these Janitrol heaters, and they used aviation, you know, gas, which is scary, to say the least. But, you know, when they were well-maintained, they'd work, but they would go wrong sometimes horribly, and there'd be fires as a result. And, but anyway, they've gotten better.
Time there is a open flame, no matter how controlled it is, that could be a problem.
There's truth there, or it can be very beneficial, you know, like a jet engine, but it's well contained in that case. But it was the piston airplanes that had the issue with heat, and so the years back they came up with those heaters, and they were never real safe, and so they've improved since then. Most of it's electric for that type of aircraft, but until they get running and get warm, then they have hot air. But it's not like having the bleed air, instant hot air that you get with the jet engines. It's a whole different ballgame.
And I guess that's the same kind of heater that those little torpedo heaters or salamander heaters, they're basically the same thing as what you're talking about, I'm guessing.
With the exception of they were able to devise the system when it worked properly to vent the exhaust overboard. But yes, that's pretty much what they were.
A box, and then you pump the air from there and go and exhaust everything else instead of just letting it flow out into the air.
Talking about the days of hydraulic windshield wipers and things like that too, so that's a long time ago.
Amazing, the small conveniences, how much they matter sometimes.
I don't need windshield wipers very often, but there are times, and they are a benefit. But that's an unperfected art to this day, though, windshield wipers on airplanes. They're just the funniest things. You have to see them to understand it.
Speed y'all are moving and the force that would be put on those wiper blades, that has to be a perfected art, because the ones on cars can be a real nightmare sometimes.
It's funny. It's just it seems like they can't get the motor speeds to match up to what you need, and then it seems like the intermittent, when you use the intermittent selections, they stop going intermittent and they just stay on low. You know, it's just weird stuff. I like the old hydraulic ones. They worked like a champ, but that was 100 years ago. So.
I'm with you. Some things mechanical just works better than trying to do it with electrical motors and circuitry and stuff like that. Sometimes just the old simple mechanical hydraulic stuff just functions.
For that, I mean, we never had to write those things up. They always worked. Yeah, that's very true.
We were talking earlier, modern conveniences come with a cost, and sometimes the cost is reliability.
It's like, it seems like they pre-plan a life limit in many products, you know, like Christmas lights, for instance. Of course, that's the low end of the scale. Well, you're lucky to get 2 years out of those things, you know, and it's like, they do that purposefully.
to that. I'm laughing because a lot of stuff we sell has a lifetime warranty on it. But it's not your lifetime. It's the lifetime of the tool.
That's a good warranty. That means they're you know, they got a good product going there. And I like that. But not with the Christmas lights, that's for sure.
But they'll get mad. People will get mad when it's got a lifetime warranty on it. Well, when they discontinue it, there goes the lifetime warranty. They think it's their lifetime, not the tool's lifetime.
At least I can say I'm confident that even used in a commercial environment, those things last well beyond the expectations.
Yes, they do, and I agree with you 100%. Every now and then you run across something that it just didn't work. It wasn't a good idea from the word go, but that's not very often.
Whiskey 3 Romeo India Golf.
The India Romeo Golf, you're sounding good. KO4HKX and Matthew over here.
For this, William, Whiskey 3 Romeo India Golf, clear. Thank you very much. Let me interrupt.
Problem. William, nice to meet you, and you're welcome any morning. Typically, there's a group of us out here every morning.
Kind of good over in the Taylor's area, too. Whiskey 4, JET. Patrick, I started looking at these available call signs lists six weeks ago or so, and there was literally lists of 8 or 9,000 that were coming available, you know, that were going to be released or whatever because they had been idle for so long. And my goal was to try to find something with just with the name and with the initials, you know, or something like that, because my original call sign, of course, was kind of a tongue twister. And couldn't find anything. So on the list, I put one call sign on the list, and lo and behold, 6 weeks later, it came through.
You got it. Sorry you couldn't get something with your initials, but I think the one you got fits you pretty good. Kind of gives you a giggle when you hear it and know what you do for a living.
I thought the same, and It is a little easier, too. A lot of W's, but hey. I was even trying to get it shortened by one syllable, or one letter. But, oh well. It all works one way or the other.
Me and quite a few of the group, the morning group, start the extra class next week. And, I'm going to change my call sign when I go to make that next step or not. Trying to decide.
And the longer you're into it, the harder it is to do, just because of the years behind it. So, good luck. Are you doing the class, too?
Next Tuesday evening, and taking the extra class. So, looking forward to that. So, Tuesday evenings for the next 4 months will be tied up, but like I said, I'm looking forward to it.
I always enjoy learning something new. I got to do the general still, but I'm just finishing up with my antenna installation over here, and then I gotta get down and hit the books for a few weeks, and then knock that test out pretty quick, I imagine.
Well, I have taken mine in steps. And I would highly recommend, if you can, and prepare for the extra. That way you could just sit down and take it all at one time. If you can do that. Some people can't. I don't know. I wanted to take the time and extra time to learn as much as I could when I'm doing the extra class. So that's why I'm looking forward to taking this class.
Matthew here, new call sign WW4JET.
How are y'all doing?
I hear this morning. Missed you yesterday.
End of the holiday week, so I decided I wasn't going to do much on the radio.
I was wondering if that's what it was, if it, you still had one day left. But good to hear you this morning. I hope everything went good on your camping trip with the boys.
Camp was good. My dad was telling me he talked to one of the guys that was teaching the radio merit badge class. I hate that I didn't go down there and go watch the class, but oh man, I can't remember his call sign. I'd have to look it up. It was like KO4WCF, if I remember correctly, or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, I thought it was pretty cool that they actually got to talk on the radio there, the radio merit badge. But anyway, y'all carry on. Y'all talking about the extra class. I don't want to segue y'all into something else.
Oh, no worries. It's true. You always want to learn it instead of memorize it. That's always a better way to go. And I agree with you there, Patrick, on that too. I think though the way I look at it, just the material that I've looked at, it's kind of a big reach between general and extra. So I don't know if I'll do it that way or not, but I'll at least get the one done.
Well, like I say, as soon as you get your general, try to start studying. That way you keep it fresh, because I've waited a year and a half between, and I'm curious now how that's going to go.
Oh, you'll be fine. It's in your blood. You'll be okay. I've got confidence in you.
Bill, but you never know. Go ahead and pick it up, Andrew.
I'm going to be memorizing the formulas and stuff. They really didn't have to do much of that in the general test. It's just knowing the frequencies and, you know, a few wavelengths and whatnot, but it wasn't horrible. But I've heard there's a lot more math in the extra portions.
Four questions, it's 50 questions instead of 35, and that gives them more questions for each segment. So obviously there's going to be more math in it, and there's still a small portion of it, but we'll see how it goes.
Don't forget, when there's more questions, you can get a few more wrong. That's always an advantage.
It does change that ratio.
Look before next Tuesday. I hadn't honestly looked for it. I got to remember to do that. And hopefully it's the current version.
They're doing that on WebEx or something like that? Is that how they do them?
Zoom class. Same thing, basically.
Be a
good time.
Sorry, got stuff going on Tuesday night.
I stepped on you there. I didn't mean to go out of order there, but I was just saying that'll be a fun time on that class. That'll be good.
And they'll have it live. I'll have to go back and watch it. Tuesday night, Boy Scout night.
Doing it that way.
FW Mobile.
KO4HKX.
KO4CN.
WW4JET Matthew's name, call sign change, used to be KQ4IYZ.
Guys, hope everybody's doing well.
Sorry, I had to get stopped for this red light. Changes a little quick when you come around a curve.
I had to work today.
Yesterday for the first day back anyway.
And Monday on a Tuesday, it was good.
Shorter week's always good, too.
Got a shorter week.
You change your call sign.
Story was about 6 weeks ago, I just was looking for something with initials, and I perused my way through about 8,000 available or soon-to-be-available call signs and didn't find anything that matched the initials or came close or any of that, so I went with WW4JET, the last three. I'm kind of involved in my occupation, so I just thought it was cute. And sure enough, lo and behold, 5 weeks later, I get a message that it's been changed. So I guess I got to go with it.
Congratulations on getting your new call sign.
Folks, the previous was a little bit of a tongue twister. WW4JET, it's a little easier to say, a little easier to remember.
Remember those days I had my antenna right there on the left side of the hood, and I had a sticker on it so that I could see it, so I could remember it.
Sticker out on the antenna, I just kept a sticky note on the dash when I got mine.
I get one of those, you know,
amateur radio license tag.
Must spend the extra money for a personalized tag.
The radio one in South Carolina, it doesn't cost you like the others. I think it's like a dollar.
It is in North Carolina. I never looked into it.
I weighed the tag on my truck.
I'm coming to my destination. You guys all have a great day. Hope it's super productive and safe, of course. Patrick, Ken, Andrew, good talking to you this morning. I'm going to bow out. 73's WW4JET. We'll be clear. Guys, take care.
Matthew, I hope you have a good couple days flying there and enjoy it. KO4HKX.
KO4CF.
73, Matthew. Hope you got good flying weather. KN4PFW.
Leon's at this morning. He said he'd be out here.
A black coal or blew a fuse.
Maybe you got lucky.
Up too late last night. We went to the Hendersonville Club meeting. He might have been out past his bedtime.
For Tuesday night class, stayed up till 9.
Slow down, kid.
And 4 PSF.
KO4HKX.
KO4CF.
Shut down yesterday, over there.
We're still down yesterday. We're just cranking back up today.
By there is a man. Who's sailing?
And sure, they're still finishing up construction. Hopefully everything's ready to go this morning.
I'll get your parts to you.
I worked up at DuPont. Anytime there was a scheduled shutdown and that machine went down and stayed down for a couple of days, it was a nightmare to get it rolling again.
It's the big construction weekend, so they get so much time. They try to do a lot of construction, so they've been ripping out a lot of network cable and whatnot near my area, so hopefully my computers and stuff still up and running.
Because I almost sat down in front of my computer and wondered, trying to remember what my password was. You got to have at least a 16-digit one at this place.
If I had 16 digits, I'd be in trouble trying to remember that password.
Yeah, I saw it popped up and said I got to change it again in 4 days.
I have one characters, but if you have one that long, you're going to have to change it every 90 days.
Working full time, I had like 6 different softwares that change the password every 90 days. You're talking about a nightmare.
I'm on the phone with IT trying to get it reset.
To change it.
Sorry, double with you. Go ahead.
I was just saying, mine doesn't do that. I keep the same password until I decide to change it.
And more time on the phone with IT trying to get it reset.
You're very familiar with me in Raleigh. I mean, I'm doing it. So, you know, all these other guys at the state, I'm sure they're probably doing it too. So they probably had umpteen positions and nothing but resetting passwords.
A little bit, considering so many people have been off, so they forgot their password.
And on passwords, I highly recommend a little app called Norton Vault. It still plays encrypted. You store your passwords, wallet stuff, credit cards, that kind of stuff. It's highly encrypted.
Three. Yeah, for all my other passwords, but my work one is one that I just kind of change stuff around, and it's always still about the same, so it's just a little different enough to get the password settings done. So, well, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot. I'm going to jump on out of the car and head on in here and see what we got going on. So, y'all have a good one. Be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you at least tomorrow. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
73, Andrew. I hope you have a great first day back. KO4HKX.
Have a good one. Hopefully nobody will lay out. And he said that kind of like he was going to be off on Friday, didn't he? KN4KFW.
Have a great day. Don't work too hard. This is the first day back, so take it easy. Bye away. Max.
So, Leon, what'd you think of the Hendersonville Club?
That's an interesting question on the ham radio. It's a good group of guys doing good service for the community, that's for sure. ICS, the Incident Command System. Yeah, I've been through the supervisor level. That's, gets kind of involved.
Maybe we'll talk about it somewhere else.
ICS, that they're talking about, I think that's the responder level, the first responder level. Mandated. Well, I guess, I don't know if it's federally mandated or state mandated, but it's mandated for all law enforcement, EMS, fire department. He's with you.
I'm just forgetting something.
I bet.
Before you get us in trouble.
If I got to remember something in the morning, like I was supposed to bring my bag of beef jerky this morning, it's still laying there on the counter. I got to hook my keys to it.
Talk, I'll probably pick it up.
Where is that either?
I was going to take it to you, kid. I'm just going to go by and pick it up. Trick on you. Just, you know, leave something in his car, and boy, he gets eight. Get eight up, drink up.
Video from the ham fest?
That.
Yeah, he finally come and got it after I pestered him enough.
The mine's the first thing to go. The second thing, I can't remember which. One this morning, right there in front of Chick-fil-A at Walmart. Some guy in a U-Haul van. I don't know if he let the van roll across the street for the triangle stop, or he tried to cut through from Chick-fil-A to the triangle stop. But he was backed into that ditch and two cops sitting there. I was like, that's got to be a good story.
Yeah, that would have to be a good story, because how do you back into that ditch?
Unless he's trying to cut through from Chick-fil-A, and the way the back end was, I don't know if he backed into it or just rolled it, didn't know he rolled, or maybe he was drunk. I don't know, but he had two cops there. I ain't a litter or anything. I mean, he was at a right angle to Highway 64.
Yeah, and probably pulled over to the triangle stop and got out and didn't put it in park. Not his normal vehicle.
If he was at a gas pump or something, I mean, but he's perpendicular to 64, so where would you park at the triangle stop at that angle? I tell you, you just can't make this stuff up.
Parking lot, people don't care about those little parking lines. They just park wherever.
That jerky, boy, that's going to be a rough day, kid. Can make it without it.
Beef jerky, or is it something you bought?
Store bought, and then I don't know when I bought it. It was just up there in the cubby hole, and it's like, hey, I ought to take this to work. Yeah, I ain't made it yet.
And I got boxes for every day of the week. I put my stuff in it, put it by the door so I don't walk out of the house and forget it.
Lunchbox in the morning, I set it right in front of the door so there's no way I can get past it without, you know, getting it. Over the holidays, everything, I brought home my coffee cup and my drink cup and my coat to get it washed and everything, and so I had to get all that stuff back in the car to make sure it was in there.
I'm a stickler about having the kitchen table totally cleaned off. I'm nothing on the kitchen table. That way, the night before, with my lunchbox, I'll set down the table. I'm going to wear a jacket or I need something I need to take. I'll put it right there in the middle of the table. The last thing I look at before I leave the house is that table. There's anything on it, and it needs to go.
4:30 and 5:30 in the morning, you're running on routine, not thoughts.
Too happy with me being out all day like that, Patrick. You're the doghouse, I think.
Doghouse for most guys' lives anyway, so it won't be anything new.
Rifle in the house. You know, I've got my grandson. What's that? What's that in that case? I said, nothing, something from work.
You're blaming that on me.
Hey, Kim. Real
broken up. I don't know what the deal is this morning.
Just your location, I guess. It, the weather, cold weather gets it.
Better. It's on the 290 here.
A late start this morning.
You know what, I had a little bit of breakfast, sitting there reading the news. I looked down, I was like, oh, that's already at the 5 o'clock, gotta go.
Sit there from 5 to 5:30 and drink coffee and check emails. I saw we got an email from Gary.
Seen that yesterday. Had the calculator in it and the link to the books you needed.
Remember how to, what the link was to get to the, you know, you can do the practice test. I need to do that.
How was that this week? Too far ahead.
It's hamstudy.org. It's an app you can put on your phone, or you can go to the computer and log in.
One from the ARRL before, you know, he told us the link to go to be able to sign up for the practice test.
Easier for me to use the ham study because I can keep it with me on my phone easier.
In that general class, there was a lady that sat next to me, and that she noticed that on some of the number questions, there was a pattern to them. I don't know how she figured it out, but yep, sure enough, she figured it out. So if it asked you a certain question, it was always this answer.
I guess with the government, there's always a pattern.
In the early mornings, if you look at like some of the spotting networks, all the foreign stations are just below where you can get with General.
I do that just to encourage you to get your extra kin.
One foreign station, I went to his page, and it, you know, he had on his page and said, look, if you've contacted me before, don't contact me again. Let other people do it. And it's true, you know. I mean, when you listen to a foreign station, you hear all the, you know, thousand waters and that saying, yeah, I spoke to you last week and everything, and they just make it hard on everybody else.
It's just like everything else. Courtesy goes a long ways.
True, Patrick. KD4IOX. Did a little video, I guess, on Facebook or whatever it was. Guy's going to a job interview. And he goes and gets down the elevator. And I guess one of the other guys at the job interview rushes before him and jumps on the elevator. And another guy gets on, a third guy gets on the elevator, is quiet. You know, he lets the guy go first. All three of them ride up. Another guy jumps out of the elevator, runs up to the reception, says, I'm here for my appointment, you know, and all of this, all of that. The second guy for the job interview, he lets the third guy get off the elevator and, you know, being polite and everything. And the third guy who's out of the elevator walks up and tells the other guy, says, I've already made my decision. You're not going to get the job. And he looked at the other guy, was very nice and polite, told him, says, come on back to office, let's talk about your job.
Sometimes you can't hear the person that the operator is talking to. You can't hear the other station, and people will be, you know, yelling the call sign out over it or just doing a partial call sign and everything. And it's like, man, they just get stupid.
I've never got into contesting.
I'll say that's one of the reasons I hadn't got into it. It just ain't worth the stress for me.
Really contesting. I've never submitted a contest log or anything like that. No, the only ones I did was like the one at 4th of July, the 13 colonies or whatever. They, you know, if you can get all 13 specific call signs, you can submit a log, get a certificate. That's about the only one I've done. I just use it to get, you know, different countries if I can.
Gentlemen, KF4MUF.
Jody, KO4HKX.
And 4TFW.
Morning, Jody. KD4, ILX.
Good, gentlemen. I hope everything is going good with y'all guys.
So far, so good. Sitting here waiting for them to open the gate so I can get in.
It's good to meet you over the holidays.
I appreciate that.
Nice seeing being able to put a face to the voice.
It's nice, you know, when picture that in your head. Yes, it's very good. It was good to meet all you guys, man. I appreciate y'all letting me into this little group.
They let me in.
Wait.
Ed, last weekend, they're doing well. And that he said both him and Miss Carol are diabetics now, though.
And that's to remind him that we're still out here. He can get on the radio at his house. Is this your first day back?
I made it back yesterday morning when I was on the phone with my brother, talking to him.
That, I would give anything to be able to talk to mine again.
About once a week, so it's a good thing. Haven't got to chat with since the New Year turned around. I sure hope all y'all had a great New Year's, and I hope y'all have a very prosperous and happy New Year coming into 2024, and everything goes good with all y'all.
Yes. I hope you have the same thing, Jody. Hope it turns out to be a very prosperous and happy New Year for all. And Ken, I'm passing angles here on 290. I smell beef jerky.
I was in a really bad spot.
Eagles here on 290 and I smell beef jerky.
Hear you. Too bad you can't pick it up because Susan's probably getting ready to leave for work.
I said, why'd he leave that there?
Throw it in my lunchbox when I get home tonight.
What I am going to do is say 7-3. Looks like they're here getting ready to open the gate for me. And I hope every one of you have a great day and productive day. And stay safe out there, gentlemen. KO4HX. We clear. 7-3.
Yeah, 7-3, Patrick. I'm going to do the same. I'm rolling down to the gate now. So you guys have an awesome day. Be safe out there. And I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Y'all have a great day. I guess I'll bail out, too. 73, y'all. Be safe. Take care. Jody, up to you.
I'll hold the fort down. 73, gentlemen. It was short and sweet, but it was a good conversation. Thanks. And y'all have a great day. 73. I'll be mobile and listening.